Last month, Moses Mahak Wiseman was helping with Yupik translation at the Anchorage shelters that hosted evacuees from the recent Western Alaska storm. He was also sharing a new glossary with Yupik words for behavioral health terms.
When you have a culture of your own that's not a part of American culture, it's a taboo thing to talk about behavioral health and mental health care. So like having this available when it was available, it's just an ease of mind, I think.
Wiseman is the Alaska Native Languages Program Director at the Alaska Institute for Justice. Last month, the nonprofit released a new glossary. People can type in a modern health-related term,
self-stigma,
and listen to its Yupik pronunciation.
Shminik gazmukluni.
Wiseman says it should help Yupik interpreters and service providers to break down language barriers and help people understand their health better. Indra Arriaga is the strategic and operational director at the Institute for Justice.
Where you do have a stigma around depression, a stigma around suicide. This is a way of getting information and not feeling like you're exposing yourself, right? It's out there, it's reliable, it's in your language. It's a door.
Arriaga says the glossary has been years in the making in collaboration with Yupik speakers. The plan was to launch the project on November 1st, but when the remnants of the Typhoon Halon forced hundreds of people to evacuate to Anchorage, the organization decided to release it sooner.
The care and the healing of the folks who are here from Kipnuk and other villages is going to continue. So this is a resource that now can really be used in settings where they're going to be talking about different things that affect their mental health.
The organization is now looking for funding to complete a similar glossary, but for terms relevant for emergency care and intake. In Anchorage, I am Alena Naidin.